enclosure looking out, while Jeremy was on the outside looking in. That was how he'd assumed it would always be, until she gave him that beguiling smile as she strolled out of the enclosure and whispered as she passed him, "Put your shirt on, Trumpeter." Then she disappeared off in the direction of the private boxes. Jeremy took her advice and placed £20 on Trumpeter, double his usual wager, before returning to the stands to see the horse romp home at 5-1. He hurried back to the royal enclosure to thank her, at the same time hoping she might give him another tip for the next race, but she was nowhere to be seen. He was disappointed, but still placed £50 of his winnings on a horse the Daily Express tipster fancied. It turned out to be a nag that would be described in tomorrow's paper as an also-ran. Jeremy returned to the royal enclosure for a third time in the hope of seeing her again. He searched the paddock full of elegant men dressed in morning suits with little enclosure badges hanging from their lapels, all looking exactly like each other. They were accompanied by wives and girlfriends adorned in designer dresses and outrageous hats, desperately trying not to look like anyone else. Then he spotted her, standing next to a tall, aristocratic-looking man who was bending down and listening intently to a jockey dressed in red and yellow hooped silks. She didn't appear to be interested in their conversation and began to look around. Her eyes settled on Jeremy, and he received that same friendly smile once again. She whispered something to the tall man, then walked across the enclosure to join him at the railing. "I hope you took my advice," she said.
"Sure did," said Jeremy.
"But how could you be so confident?" "It's my father's horse."
"Should I back your father's horse in the next race?"
"Certainly not. You should never bet on anything unless you're sure it's a certainty. I hope you won enough to take me to dinner tonight."
If Jeremy didn't reply immediately, it was only because he couldn't believe he'd heard her correctly. He eventually stammered out,
"Where would you like to go?"
"The Ivy, 8 o'clock. By the way, my name's Arabella Warwick."
Without another word, she turned on her heel and went back to join her set. Jeremy was surprised Arabella had given him a second look, let alone suggested they should dine together that evening. He expected that nothing would come of it, but as she'd already paid for dinner, he had nothing to lose. Arabella arrived a few minutes after the appointed hour, and when she entered the restaurant, several pairs of male eyes followed her progress as she made her way to Jeremy's table. He had been told they were fully booked until he mentioned her name. Jeremy rose from his place long before she joined him. She took the seat opposite him as a waiter appeared by her side.
"The usual, madam?"
She nodded, but didn't take her eyes off Jeremy. By the time her Bellini had arrived, Jeremy had begun to relax a little. She listened intently to everything he had to say, laughed at his jokes, and even seemed to be interested in his work at the bank. Well, he had slightly exaggerated his position and the size of the deals he was working on. After dinner, which was a little more expensive than he'd anticipated, he drove her back to her home in Pavilion Road and was surprised when she invited him in for coffee, and even more surprised when they ended up in bed. Jeremy had never slept with a woman on a first date before. He could only assume that it was what the set did, and when he left the next morning, he certainly didn't expect ever to hear from her again. But she called that afternoon and invited him over for supper at her place. From that moment, they hardly spent a day apart during the next month. What pleased Jeremy most was that Arabella didn't seem to mind that he couldn't afford to take her to her usual haunts, and appeared quite happy to share a Chinese or Indian meal when they went out for dinner, often insisting that they split the bill. But he didn't believe it could last, until one night she said,
"You do realize I'm in love with you, don't you, Jeremy?"
Jeremy had never expressed his true feelings for Arabella. He'd assumed their relationship was nothing more than what her set would describe as a fling. Not that she'd ever introduced him to anyone from her set. When he fell on one knee and proposed to her on the dance floor at Annabelle's, he couldn't believe it when she said yes. "I'll buy a ring tomorrow," he said, trying not to think about the parlour.